Hey, can I give you a little feel good story?
Oh, let's do it.
It's more of the just the kindness of people.
Oh, that's good. After all the bad stuff that's been in the news, why not?
Woman born with a without a vagina was raising money for surgery so she can have sex. She had a goal of $15,000, surpassed it at $21,000.
Wow.
She had no vagina.
How did she get all the money? She just put a GoFundMe or something?
They were crowdfunding. Her parents, her family did it.
Wow.
23-year-old Kaylee Motes from Arizona has Mayer Radakowski Kusterhauser syndrome.
Ooh.
Which means she doesn't have a vagina or a cervix or a uterus. Basically, she doesn't have anything normal.
So there's no space there.
Down there.
There's no hole there. There's no nothing.
There's no nothing.
It's a smooth area.
Like a doll.
It's
like,
and this is actually, she does have a box.
What?
I don't think this is scientifically written.
I guess not.
That's what that means. She does have a box, and it looks normal from the outside. But it doesn't lead anywhere. It's like a decoy. As you can imagine, not having lady parts really sucks, which is why her family has launched a crowdfunding campaign to raise money for surgery that would craft her a working vag, thereby allowing her to have sex with her boyfriend of 4 months. Yeah. His name is Robbie. Quote, I met Robbie in my senior year of college when I was working at the front desk. He thought I was cute, so he came up to me. We started talking. She told the Daily Mail, quote, it took about a month for me to tell him that I have MRKH. Mm. He was confused at first, but supportive, and said it doesn't change how he sees me. It's got to change a little.
A little bit. Right. So she's got outer parts, but she doesn't have inner parts?
Let me finish reading this, because this is where it gets confusing to me. She says he doesn't really focus on the sexual side of our relationship because we can't do anything since I don't have a vaginal opening.
Mm. Right.
So it's like,
that's what I'm saying.
Like a bird flying into a window.
it's like one of those.
It looks like you should be able to get through.
Or it's like, remember when there was a mountain and the Roadrunner would paint on the mountain an actual tunnel going through, and the coyote would run into the
wall.
It
looks like you can keep going.
Or it's like
that.
Or it's like one of those fun houses. You open the door and it's all bricks.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's four examples. What it could be.
She goes, he doesn't really focus on the sexual side of our relationship because we really can't do anything since I don't have a vaginal opening, she said, but I'm looking forward to having a sexual relationship. I'm not sure if I want to wait until marriage, but I think having that option there is a lot more comforting. She said, I'm a bit nervous to have sex for the first time after surgery. I'm not sure if something is going to go wrong down there or if it's going to hurt.
Right.
In 2 months, she raised over $21,000 of a $15,000 goal. So it looks like she will finally be getting the vagina of her dreams.
A dream vagina.
Here's where
Bob Barker, tell her what she's won.
Well,
it's a vagina of your dreams. Fresh from Chris Kraft, here's the vagina of your dreams. Smooth and made of fiberglass.
All the sticky, icky, self-made lubrication you could ask for in a vagina. Now with a new spearmint scent.
Right, so, installation included.
Right.
Now back to you, Bob.
And we'll throw in a set of razors in case she decides to grow some pubes. let me get to what I find a little bit more interesting here. Quote, this is her quote. The fact that insurance considers this a cosmetic or a gender surgery really upsets me. I have all the correct chromosomes of a woman, so it's not a gender or cosmetic thing. But it's not what's outside that is different. I can't see what inside what is wrong with me, she said. I can't see inside what is wrong with me. Mm. Getting the surgery will help me feel normal, blah, 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 blah.
So basically, she has skin blocking the opening, but then there's a chamber in there. They just have to put the right parts in there.
I have a few questions here. If there's no opening, how do you pee?
Maybe that's the only
on
part
the
she has. Maybe it's,
that's on the outside
maybe,
there?
Yeah, maybe she's got just a little nubbin that does that. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Just thinking how the human form forms. Maybe that's what she's got is just a little nubbin.
Or does she have a bag all her life? You know what I mean? Like, does it come out from somewhere else and then there's a bag?
I don't
know. Doesn't say.
But they said she has a chamber in there right behind the
Let me continue.
Wall of deception.
Let me continue with my question.
Okay.
Now, I understand this was with the Daily Mail, so I'm assuming it's somewhere in England. But they don't have socialized medicine, do they?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, so that's why the surgery's only costing $15,000.
Oh.
I'm like, you have a surgery like this in the United States, you can't even get the anesthesia for $15,000.
You got to go to the waterfront for this surgery.
Right. Yeah.
On a used, rusted ship.
Exactly. You're laying on a couple of wooden pallets with a doctor who's got a saw and a chisel in the back of his trunk.
It's so funny. Take a shot of whiskey. Yeah. There we go.
She's from Arizona, actually.
Yeah, I said that. Oh, yeah, that's right. She's from Arizona, but she told the... So then where the hell is she going for $15,000?
Oh. Home Depot.
Come on.
Bob in the back used to do some really good stuff. He was a vet. And now he's at Home Depot. His retirement job.
Irv, clean up aisle 7 with a mop.
Almost done.
What is that?
Sculpting.
The constructing was
wrong. Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
How you guys doing?
Almost done. Just need a little glue.
Ow.
See, if a table saw can't do it, you need the actual handsaw.
Right. But you can get the angles.
Yeah, right, right.
Stand back.
There goes clear.
There goes the opening.
Right, like when you're putting a highway through a mountain range.
Right. El Chapo trying to get out of jail.
Well, it was a rough surgery, but it was only $15,000.
Right.
How did she? Yeah, you're right. How do you ever get it done that cheap? Well, good for her.
I got a million questions.
That's good for her.
Let me see if there's more to this.
And they don't have pictures. They don't have diagrams, for example, like to tell you what she has. I've never heard of this.
Dude, if there was a diagram involved, chances are I wouldn't have made the show today.
Oh.
You know me.
Will there be, you know, lippage? Will there be, you know what
sounds
I mean?
Sounds like that's what she has.
I mean, then, no. It sounds to me like, oh.
That's what I'm saying. She has the outside parts. But it doesn't go anywhere.
Doesn't
just
seem,
like.
Why aren't you telling me? Damn you!
So it would look. Nobody would ever know just looking at it. It would be once someone is granted access that there'd be an issue or not.
There's no way you and I could do this interview. I can't do the interview.
Why?
We
could talk to her. I mean,
I can't.
First of all, she's 23. I'm surprised, A, it's public. And that her family would do a GoFundMe for her to get a vagina, which at 23, you're like, how embarrassing is that?
Well, let me ask you this. As a father.
Ooh.
You want a happy life for your daughter,
yeah.
But are you willing to, like...
Good for her father. Wait until she's 23.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to get it for her when she's 14.
Right.
Smart.
I wonder how involved dad is with the crowdfunding and this whole thing.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I would totally want my daughter, if that was mine, to have a vagina and be a fully functioning human being, yes.
Right.
Of course. Of course. At 23, just give it up. Listen, she's going to be a fully functioning sexual human being.
Right.
So, you just got to let it go. Wow. And that's her, Brett?
Mm-hmm. She's cute.
She's freaking pretty.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
She's cute.
Well, good for her. Very good. And I'm glad that's nice that people gave. They obviously had a lot of sympathy for her. And
I mean, this is a charity I would jump in on, you know? I would.
Yeah.
If she
I
didn't
don't
already,
doubt it.
If she didn't already hit the $21,000, I would have threw a couple hundred her way.
To the badge.
Yeah. Cheers.
Everybody, attention, please. Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Everybody, please, please, please.
Everybody, lift your drinks. Lift your drinks. And great news, Kaylee finally has a vagina, so if you can hoist your drinks up in the air. Cheers to Kaylee's new vag.
Yeah.
There's nothing finer than a new vagina.
In the morning.
Thank you for the cash.
Kaylee, what do you have to say?
I have a vagina. My nipples are always hard.
Oh, wow. That was a bonus with the surgery.
Kaylee, your voice has changed.
Yes. Wow. Well, good for her.
Anything you want to do to pay back your parents?
I toss your salad. Your dad's salad.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
After surgery, though, her voice is a little hoarse. She sounds, you know, it'll come back to normal, right. But for now, it's just it is what it is.
How is it down there?
It's not as big as it used to be.
Wow. I would think it'd be bigger.
Right.
You would think, but sometimes when you get new parts in there, it, you know, cuts down on the size of what's going on there.
Not very common surgery, so.
No.
What do we know?
Yeah, no, we don't know anything about that. So. All right, very good. Well, good for Kaylee.
Did you run out of ammo?
No. I can go on.
Half the fun is watching Britt, like, construct it all.
Right. Right.
What was the first thing you said to your boyfriend?
Give me that head. Yes. You know what I think, where I found, hold on to the music for a second. Where she said that the boyfriend doesn't focus on the sexual side. You're from Arizona. Oh. You guys met in college. He focuses on the sexual. He's putting that thing somewhere.
There's no choice.
Yeah, she has two other holes.
Well, right.
Yeah, there's little choice.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, she's going to say that. I mean, what are you going to say in a, you know, an online article or a newspaper or a TV interview? You know, you're going to keep it as PG as possible.
I want to interview. If we're going to interview, I want to interview the two of them. Mm-hmm. I want both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd be like, Kaylee, get out of the room for a second. All right, Freddie, let's talk.
Freddie?
Is that his name? His name is Freddie.
It is in my mind. It's Freddie.
Well, my name's Alan.
Nope.
Sorry, Freddie. Well, this is a very unique charity. I've never heard of this before, but good for her. Well, it's a rare disease, so we're probably never going to hear of it again.
I think we should do, you know, because we don't really, you know, Drew does Apple a Day, and he does a whole bunch of charity stuff throughout the course of the year.
You want to do vagina a day?
What I think we should do, we should search these crowdfunding sites for stuff like this.
Oh, that's good.
And get the word out there. Like, say there's like...
We could all agree as a group, like someone we should like
there's some
take care of.
There's some chick.
Yeah.
We did a contest.
That's a good idea. I like that.
We did a contest one time called Pimp My Bride.
Mm.
And it was basically guys sent in pictures of their wives... And we gave one of them $10,000 worth of plastic surgery.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. I mean, except for the lawsuits, it was great.
Except for that one minor thing.
Right.
It went really well.
Well, that's just because there was some bad wording in the rules. And
yeah, it wasn't no on part of contestants or anything. It was fine.
No, it was the lawyers got involved.
It was fine, and they liked them. I mean, right. Their wives wanted the plastic surgery, and these guys would... But pimp their bride in order to get it.
If we had the interns to kind of scour these crowdfunding sites for women who are looking for breasts, and we put pictures up there, and you decide whether or not breasts would make a better look in it. If it is, you want to donate some money, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. We could decide as a group, and then we could put a group effort in one. We could make it just make it happen. As
I feel
a group.
Like this chick would have won.
And then what? No, totally would.
Sure.
But it doesn't have to be where we only give to one of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
We could be like, oh, yeah, you know what? If the group of us... If the group of us decide that, you know, he's worth it or she's worth it or whatever it is, then we just put it out there. And if people want to donate, they donate.
Yeah.
Idea machine over there, JP. I like you.
I'm full of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm full
We're going to probably find some really weird charity stuff, but one of them's going to hit us like, that guy's
Monica,
that's a good idea.
You want a rack? We'll get you a rack.
No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% positive.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'll take a giant dildo, but... I don't need a rack.
I think you have one.
Do you need a GoFundMe for that?
Honestly.
Yes, it's that big. I need the world's biggest. I need the record setting.
No, you don't. Now you're just talking.
I know. I'll choke on it.
Yeah, she would.
Damn it.
Sounds like she just said it live. It's amazing. There you go.
Hey, Lauren, on line three real quick. What's up, Lauren?
Hi.
Hi.
So I actually roomed with a girl in college who had the same exact problem. So she literally, like, everything was the same. Like, she had, like you could literally, like, open up her vagina and everything was there. It's just the part where you would put, like, a penis in her hole, there was no hole.
So basically, again, just like a bird flying into a window. You think you can get in there, but you can't. Right?
Yeah, so, like, she could pee and everything. Like, there was all of that stuff and, like, that outer pleasure area.
Mm-hmm.
It was all there. There was just no hole.
Did the outer area function?
Yes. Everything functioned completely normally. She could just not put anything in there.
So is it just a skin thing where they need to make the incision so that she has the hole to the chamber?
Because it goes into a vast...
Nothing. Yeah, there's nothing else behind.
There's nothing there.
They had to construct like the whole inside and everything.
Right, the whole uterus and everything has to be constructed.
And she had she had that surgery done.
Yeah, she actually got it done right before she got married.
Wow.
Wow, he stuck around that long, huh?
Yeah, they were actually dating for like 4 years.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Come on, man.
She's 4 years, Monica. They weren't just holding hands.
Well, she's got other areas.
Lauren, did she tell you? How did she break this to you as your roommate?
Well, she was actually, just sitting around talking with us. She's like, yeah, I'm actually going to go into surgery. And we're like, oh, what for? She's like, I just have to have my vagina made. And we're like, okay. But, yeah.
Did you guys, after she started explaining the surgery, did you guys, start comparing vaginas and stuff?
No, we didn't, but that would have been very interesting.
Right, followed by a pillow fight and feathers flying all over the place.
Just go with it. Just, Lauren, you just got to play along.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't
wreck my dreams. Did you go to her wedding?
No, because I didn't really like her husband, but I sent all my love and warm wishes.
Oh, that's very nice.
That's nice.
Well, we met someone who knows someone who has it. Wow. So there you go. Maybe it's a little more common than we thought.
Thank you, Lauren. No, thank you.
Imagine if they, what size do you want? Lauren, mine's 3x5, but hers, it's huge.
Yours. Right.
I don't know which size you want to get.
Like wizard sleeve.
Hello, 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 hello. Well, good for this girl, Kaylee.
What'd you say?
Are you talking about, is that an echo in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's huge. Okay. Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.